Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bare Naked Ladies. Listeners of the old show will know that I said this was my favorite song and that I butchered it. One of my many great moments on the radio here in Boston. Hi. But we are here for the Greg Hill Show. Greg will be back Monday. He finally arrived at Key West after I lost $1 million.
If I had a million dollars.
But that song's like out of date, right? Like, if you had $1 million, you know, once the government took half, you'd probably pull it through.
Right.
Inflation. You almost need if I had $1 billion. Okay, now I can get with that one.
If I had $1 million, I could buy a parking spot in Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
An update on the traveling struggles. It's continued today for those that are traveling down to Key West. If you're traveling from Boston to Key West, not your weekend.
What's going on?
I don't know. Bobes just texted me listening this morning. Good morning, Bobes.
Hi, Bober.
Courtney. Yeah, fix your mic.
Real quick, can you turn your mic? Yeah, talking to that side. Yeah,
no,
keep,
I.
Here you
yep,
go.
There you go. Keep
okay,
going.
Well, the look of it underneath the mic condom looked like it was supposed to be turned that way. So yeah.
It's all good.
Well, you're pregnant. Clearly not big on the condom.
Nope, not a condom girl. He said, same S just happened to me at Logan. Was told diverting us to Fort Lauderdale, then a bus. It's him, Brooksy's wife, Maddie Sheehan. They're renting a car.
Oh, it is
not good.
My dad said that where they in Jupiter, they're not down there, but they got 7 inches of rain yesterday.
Right.
So, well, is there like a hurricane off coast or something?
There's a nor'easter that's coming up here. It's a Halliburton Clipper.
So is Key West
not
Airport
Tyrese.
Like? You know, I mean, clearly it's around water, but when it rains a lot, does the runway get like? Flooded a little bit?
My guess is it's a tiny airport.
Okay.
It's the most southern point in the continental U.S.
You know what I'm thinking about. How's Greg going to get out of Key West?
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah. I'd be like, listen, bruh, I love you to death, but I'm going to have to miss this wedding.
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, I'm sure it's a lovely time. Key West is beautiful, but that is a tough travel.
Yeah, because you have to go to Fort Lauderdale and then a 3-hour bus ride, you said?
Yeah, so he's there. They told them bus that maybe the airline is supplying a bus for the people that are flying. He said that they're going to rent a car.
All right, well, be grateful. Although it's cold, you don't have to travel today.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue the news with Courtney.
Well, 22-year-old Kevin Lubke, a man in Minnesota, posed as a high school football player. We had this happen in Massachusetts where there was a woman who was posing as a high school student and then got caught. This one is a bit more sinister because he has now been accused of sexually abusing teenage girls at the school.
What?
So he was busted last month for pretending to be a senior at White Bear Lake High School after a young girl saw his mugshot from an unrelated arrest and recognized him as her classmate, went to the school. Now, the district superintendent said that he registered as a homeless, unaccompanied youth student. He presented a birth certificate from another country showing that he was 18 years and eligible for high school enrollment. Not 18 years old. He's 22 and seems like he has done this a few times.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying.
Is,
and
wow.
So now students and teachers are asking, like, what is put in place for you to make sure that this isn't something that can happen over and over again if somebody's using fake identification?
But honestly, if I worked at a high school, that would be the last thing I would be thinking about.
100%.
Like, do you live in the district of the school? Can I have your address? Like, why would you ever assume that somebody is just, like, 25 trying to be a predator of kids?
Yeah. Terrible.
Well, at least he got caught.
Yeah. Some good news for Florida State football. Florida State freshman linebacker Ethan Pritchard was released from the hospital yesterday. That's just 6 weeks after he was shot in the back of the head while driving his aunt home in what authorities called a case of mistaken identity. Pritchard was being transferred from the hospital to the rehab facility he's going to be treated at to continue his journey. And when he was wheeled out of the hospital, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see Tommy Castellanos posted this video of the entire FSU team waiting for him to exit. And it's just a feel-good story.
Yeah.
You look at this. He was driving his aunt and a child
home
from a party.
Yeah, I remember hearing the story when it happened.
And it's a miracle he's alive, first and foremost, but he's got a really long road ahead of him. His dad, Mr. Pritchard, has talked about how Florida State, the university, and the athletic department has made sure that the family still feels a part of their community, a part of the team, and has done an unbelievable job, clearly, of making him still feel welcome. So
you're doing the right thing.
Yes, exactly. Worst. Terrible. We have great news for Greg this morning. A new social behavior study out of Berlin has found the ideal age to stop clubbing.
Nope.
And Greg, still hitting the under there. The age is 69. They found that nightlife has long-term mental health benefits and stimulates the same parts of the brain.
This is done by a horned-up 70-year-old guy.
It's in Berlin.
All right. They know their stuff out there.
Yep. So if you are clubbing at, 68, 67.
Still got time.
You're going to be happier, you're more creative, and you have better social connections with others.
I believe that.
Yeah, I can see that as well.
I'm clubbing until the wheels fall off.
I like that, Wiggy. Yeah,
you're 70, you're in bed at 5.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah, not if you're somebody who likes the nightlife.
My dad turned 70. Those two go out.
Oh, yeah. They definitely look like they hit
the clubs.
Oh, yeah.
They're out at 11 at night.
100%.
Oh,
your
yeah.
mom and dad?
Yes. Of course.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You could tell.
I don't know the last time I was out of my house at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God. My parents are out far later than I am.
Yeah, they are the true definition of outside. You could tell.
They're not outside in that way.
Okay. Well, no, I'm saying in Florida, though.
They're out.
They're coming. They ain't coming home till 1 in the morning.
And when they come home, they all, continue the party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I always, my roommate in college would always get shots at the end of the night. I'm like, why would you do this? There's zero upside to it.
Because that's the after party.
Right, but then you just are making the hangover worse. There's no point.
You're fine. It's
You're
a
already
hangover.
There.
Yeah, it's a hangover.
That's why they make greasy food.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or if you get the right type of liquor, listen, stop going on the bottom shelf. Go to that top shelf. Get that good liquor. They'll give you a
and
hangover.
Stick to the same liquor.
You know what I miss? Drunken late night at BC.
New Hong Kong.
Oh.
I believe they're still in business. Nope, I'm not going to say that. No, I can say that. We saw the distance from the new Hong Kong location that if you ever drive by it, it's like a hole in the wall into wherever we're moving.
Right.
And I will be getting back on the new Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
Train. Hong Kong at BC they have the best crab rangoons of all time. Them and Billy C's in the North End.
All right.
Those are the two best crab
late
rangoons
night.
In the city.
Oh, you haven't had great chef talk about a nighttime location in East Boston.
But how's their crab rangoon?
See, here's the thing about not everybody eats crab like myself, right?
Oh, that's true.
So I end up getting the crab rangoons, and I'm hoping that they're extra cheesy because it'll take away from the little crabby taste.
I'm with you. I like that more.
East Boston, they do cheese rangoons. No crab.
Okay, but are they the flower pots, or are they the triangles?
Triangles are goated.
The triangles, that is important to me.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Triangles are goated.
It's true, Curtis. Mm. I grew up on the South Shore, China Plaza in Rockland, always had the triangle rangoons. And then the first time I ever got one that wasn't a triangle, I was like, what is this? Shenanigans.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it might be the little flower pouch one. I can't really remember because I do love the rangoons and I've had the triangles and I had the other one. But
the triangle's just easier to make too. You just fold it.
Yeah. Right, but they still have enough. As long as that has enough cream cheese in it. But the thing I love about Great Chef is you can get just cheese rangoons.
I do like that. Yeah. I will try that. But I am so partial to a triangle rangoon. There's no comparison.
And
Great
Chef is it's open. It's open till 3 a.m. My boy Angus, he's owned the place for 35 years. We used to go there when we were oh man, it was the spot to go to. And I knew the menu. I could probably still give you my order and the telephone number.
You don't remember anything, but you remember that. Is it the brain of wonder?
I used to get the number 9 with the sesame chicken.
Ooh, I love
with
sesame
boneless
chicken.
Spare ribs, chicken wings, and cheese rangoons, and some beef teriyaki. 617-569.
No way.
3100.
Oh, we got to check.
That is nuts.
If that is
there. Is that the number? 617-569-3100.
What's the name?
Wow, he nailed it.
Great
chef.
My boy Angus, make anything too.
That's
anything
nuts.
Like gonna be on the menu. Man, you know what? I gotta get some Chinese food, but I wish I could get a slice of pizza. Oh, we got slice of pizza for you. French fries? We got it.
That is the wild Chinese places that had French fries.
They'll do anything.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard of a spice bag?
No.
So in Ireland, the Chinese restaurants there, they have spice bags, and it's French fries and chicken, like fried chicken, mm-hmm. and with like all these spices on them, and there's supposed to be some dipping sauces as well. They're insane. So good. So.
Number one, drunk food, Chinese food. Do we have any debate?
No.
Like,
no.
It's a pretty wide gap.
That's, you know, and what they used to do, a great chef, this was back in the day, and this is why I loved it. They used to give you, like, small little rolls, bread rolls,
ooh.
And I used to cut them open, put my boneless spare ribs in there with a little bit of duck sauce and dunk in it. I used to make a boneless spare rib.
Slider.
Basically.
Well, you were ahead of the curve.
Man, this was the wild days back in those times.
I could listen to Wiggy talk food for the
same.
Rest of my
this
life.
This is like 92. We'd be out there.
That you had the number of great chefs.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How many years has it been since you called it?
I mean, I still go there, but been a while. You know, it's been a while. But
for you to get delivery, it's been a while.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I used to get it, and I'd go home, and I'd come stumbling in.
All right, let's go to Mike. We got to get a chef. I don't even know where we are. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Listen, they're triangles.
Oh, are they triangles? Okay.
Yes, thank all God. Right.
They're triangles. They make them fresh every Friday for the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to work at the one up in Day Square, up the Heights before they closed it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So there you go,
Courtney. Okay,
there
I definitely want to try it.
Thank you, Mike, for correcting the
record. And you can just go Cheese Rangoons.
Okay, I like that. We never got to the Disney story yesterday.
Oh, we need to get to this.
And because, you know, Ken's a big Disney adult, I just want to make sure that we get to it. So Disney is raising ticket prices. I hate to say it.
Really?
Yeah. Their most popular parks, you are going to see a major spike. They're citing higher labor costs and park expansions as the reason for the hike. And Curtis, I'm glad that you got to go this past summer because Disneyland, their visitors are going to see the biggest jump.
Really?
Top tier 1-day tickets will be $224 a pop.
Wow.
That's a 126% raise over the past decade.
Wow.
It was crazy expensive.
So that's just
too.
For one ticket?
One ticket, $226.
For one day. And that's not, that's no line cutting. That's just, you're in the park.
Hell no. Hell no.
That is insane.
You spend that type of money, you should just be able to, ride rides all day long every 30 seconds.
So if you're a family of four,
right,
that's $1,000.
For one day.
You're just in the park. You haven't had anything to eat. You haven't flown. You haven't stayed at a hotel. You haven't rented a car.
Now, I have a question because I haven't been to Disney in a very long time. Is the food spiked as well? Or
it's not as bad as you think.
Okay.
Like they have actual I remember it was like $10 for a couple waters and like a pretzel. So it's not like Fenway where it's
right.
I'd say it's about half price Fenway, still more expensive than like at a grocery store, but not crazy. Where they get you is when you meet the characters. Like the lunch, you have to pay. It's like $120 a lunch per person,
oof.
And it's all you can eat of just crap.
Yeah.
Like,
wait a
and
second,
you don't really want
you
it.
Gotta, you got to pay to meet like Mickey Mouse.
Well, you could go to like a line. We went to Mickey's house; it was lovely, in Minnie's house. But they also have a lunch where you pay to go to this lunch wherever, and over the course of the lunch, the characters stop by each table. So that James got a picture with, you know, Daffy Duck and Mickey.
I thought I haven't been there in a while. Last time when I took my kids, I thought like the characters just walked around the park and then.
But it's rare that you find the ones that you want.
And they're not walking. They're like in a location
Where
you wait. And it's just a, I thought 4th of July would be crazy. It was not bad. But I cannot imagine getting there on a day where it's jammed that you drop $1,000. And you haven't been able to do a single thing. Like, just to go to the lunch with these people, that's another $500 to $600 for the family.
So are you spending $200, like...
Over $200,
just to go in there. Do your kids, because it's been so long, But I feel like my kids liked rides. Yeah. And the fact is you're paying like over $200 to just really get on the rides.
Yes, yeah.
That's okay. It.
Yep.
You literally are, it's just like going to Canopy Lake Park. Yeah. You have the right to go on the roller coaster or whatever, but you don't have anything to eat. You don't have
and
parking.
And I don't believe don't this have... includes like a fast pass, right. which gets
no.
you to the front of the line.
Well, no, it does not.
That's nuts.
It's like just looking at Disney World in Florida, you call these numbers and you call... You $10,000 is like the base for a week or 5 days at one of these places.
Wow.
And then the fast pass, that goes in 2 weeks before you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to call a certain number. And the rate is dependent on when you call and what time. It's like an entire... There's Disney World and Disneyland travel brokers, right. travel agents,
yeah.
that just do Disney trips.
Yes.
Because they have all these different ins and outs.
But is it worth the money for like somebody like James who can't really get on the ride? So you're spending all this money.
It's really just to meet... like. But if you ask James, the greatest moment of his life, it right. was meeting Mickey Mouse.
Because
nice.
I feel like you really enjoy the rides when you get to like 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's right. why there's also like the Disney Cruise options, Wiggy.
Right, where Disney Cruise. It's actually not a. It's expensive, but when you consider everything that you get on the cruise,
probably better than going to Disney World,
right? Because you know you're going to get nice weather. You've got a bunch of stuff to do, and
the
it's all in one
gonna
place.
Characters are going to be all around,
right? I mean, it must be. I mean, if I did the Disney cruise and I stayed sober, I'd probably deserve a medal. But it does look like a way to get it all out of your budget in one fell swoop.
Yeah,
but.
Insane.
That is nuts.
So that's the news.
All right. Thank you very much, Courtney. You're welcome. Going to get to our man Kostos, who's going to pick in an hour. But right now, we're going to get Courtney in What's Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. The Bruins take the home opener in overtime, 4-3, the final against the Blackhawks. Bees rookie Fraser Mitton got the game winner, and Korpisalo was in goal. He had 21 saves in the win. They're off tonight before taking on the Sabres at home tomorrow. Puck drop is at 7. The Celtics have another preseason game tonight at 7 in Toronto. The Eagles fell to the Giants in Thursday Night Football, 34-17, the final in New York. The Giants held the Super Bowl winners scoreless in the second half to get to 2-4 on the season. The Eagles dropped to 4-2. Some really sad news. Beloved member of the Loyola University basketball program, Sister Jean, has died at the age of 106. And former Sox All-Star Mike Greenwell has died at the age of 62. That's just 2 months after announcing he had thyroid cancer. It's a Patriots Friday midday show. We'll be joined by Milton Williams. The Pats matchup with the Saints is Sunday at 1 p.m. And Find Mass Money wants to help you enjoy the football season by helping you find money you didn't know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that just never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we'll get to our answers and yours on if the Patriots are back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.